Sabagam bula kapagayan natin ko weekend na naturangan na marama dorbo nung nilaw. En na bonu alibungo kalandi, en na matin to New Zealandi. San itin ka ba, labang akin nandu yung lakumay kinan nung bonu alaman ubiti, kina sa may baka itugutu ko na bonu alibungo New Zealandi. Lakumay baka buli, lakumay baka nakadaka, lakumay baka angito, lakumay baka angande, si kina sa may ilo ni bonu tunday tu, en na bonu abinanggo. Au sa torti ko na ngono binanggo, mo weekend na pakitugani, na yada talay, na yada nimbula, na yada itisu Kristo, na nondo turanga, ena singa binanga ni kuwa. Vingarabit ko weekend na New Methodist Christian Fellowship, ena mataga ni singa ninday, kena ibagaraw na Planet FM, ono na kaloka na bibagarawai, e programo binanga tiko weekend na, say ko ya, au sa singa ni mandu ataka, na itukutu binaka. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Kaya baka indyo na baka tataro ni otin na baka itabi, nga ingiri-ngiri nga may, vital talaga si lemeki lolaka, 212-984-820. Hauna katale 212-984-820. Kani marau mi kitu mingarabi. Weekenda en mataka ni singa ninday. Ndone bunau. E wakarau te kitu mai weekenda. En a curious ten. E suwa. Merau te kenda wakabinaka. En mataka ni singa ninday. Turanga kene marama. Dorobo kene ngane lewa. Na iwali nilangai buruburungo. Seikwaya na bose nikalu. Ngole ngaki na bose nikalu. Endi na bose nikalu. En na lasu na tamate kede nga. Endi na nga na bose nikalu. Kabi kende na boltambu. Sela ni tamate mendo bose lasu. Siluwi ni tamate mendo wisau na nono nanuma. Sake mbali turanga kini marama. En na bless taki kende na bose nikalu. En na mataka ni singa nindai. En na raki nimbula ni tabutu. Ni tao na lubu iwale na pakaloloma. Nambili raki nambedi. Nambula ni lenga ke nambula ni rabunabua. Saruti kenda ruinanga na bose nikalu en mataka ni singa ninda.
Why? They were playing around with the Holy Spirit. That's why it's very dangerous when we talk about a person that rely on the Holy Spirit. Jesus himself said that all the sin under the sun can be forgiven. Rona. Na bala bala da ke de ruku ni mata ni singa ngwero ni mbukodi. Niko sa bala bala da against na yalo tambu ya mo vale wa na kan yalo tambu. Asa singa tukani mboko. Na yado biko na mate paka lolo meke, mate paka sori, na karoka, na mate vile dhaki. Sana gale imuri, wanga, na lobo mbuka wanga mayali. We need to know that. Amen? So, the prayers in tongue in them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. That means, the Holy Spirit is giving them the sound that they are saying. Okay, makara so na ningo ibu mo na pentiko kenda sarangango na kenda sa andaw luto makauto wala zaka na luto yarangay so na bosa tiko makara dulo mi teboro. Oh, you are really playing with fire. That's why I go back to the story when there was a laughing in the church at that time, and a lot of people talk about this laughing in the church. I remember I was addressing a team in Namaka. Please, if that kind of thing comes to our conversation, remember, they are worshiping Jesus. If anything happened to them, let us not talk about it or talk against it, because we got no business. At that time, I was not even a taltala. I was just a lay preacher. But I believe understanding that I have must be from the Holy Spirit, because it will be easy to speak against something that seems foolish. Like we don't do that in our church service, so if anybody do it, we laugh. All those people, they have a guitar and a ukulele and they were singing some choruses. Imagine if they sing this chorus what a mighty God we serve. Jing, jing, jing. And we laugh at that. They are saying, what a mighty God we serve. Because we are very ignorant, and sometimes we just don't want to learn, and sometimes full of self-righteous. And we don't want to listen or try to know if anything more than our small world. Nanungu bura bura lai lai. My small world. That's why we need to hear Bible study. Hear Bible study. Hear Bible study. Because when we hear Bible study, it enlarges our knowledge. Evereka sona ilati. Amen. there was a two official from the government that we have a meeting yesterday. After our meeting yesterday, the senior one of them asked me, Tal, can you just talk about tithe? We were meeting in a very different issue altogether. And when I share the tithe, she said, Tal, I think you should share it to the government. You should share it to the people, to the Banua. And people that they believe their God, which is Jesus. See? Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes we really need to open our blockage. We really need to widen our areas of receiving. Tormanda, kaya ba na Hindu, na Muslimani? Kung mandi ni totolo mo pagkali lewa, rayda mandanga na ipagkaro non rambula, rayda mandanga na non rando yan ran mataka, rayda non rando yan ran na mode na kabi, rayda non rando usongoni. Endo na usongoni mata pa kambo tondo hindi sa kaning gira kena lali, sinenga. Kento yung etolo sa raga na lali. Amen. And from there you can analyze What good in this that it can become mine? Amen. Kero bitalo na tigo pati kay kendo na tal talangas eh. Gato noga. Kwa na mboso ni na CEO ni kwa na organization kito meeting na noa. Tuno ka. Kero usota may korobo. Maka tuna enrena na lubaso dito undo tu ibiko na nramulev. CEO. Kito nga ba sa aloto ito masasang ito nga. Mga ilo mo sa detalye sa asang na. We say that we worshiping this mighty God, but we are not doing anything. We are very reluctant to talk about God in our workplace. Okay, go to the Mbose Banua. We hardly ask somebody to preach, to share, to tolongan na masumete ame. To sunasongo. We just use God as a rubber stamp. Do you think God is happy? No. E baka nga takitu nga nakalaw, may baka rawan ika. Hallelujah. I tell you, when the Holy Spirit comes, number one, there's a sound. Number two, there's a light, there's a glory, there's a glow. Doon na iseraw, doon may tiko, ipalaman ipaliloto. The suka na loto, the kautay na iseraw. We took the glory of God and the glow of God, spiritually, physically, and mentally. And we become an example to the people outside the church. That's when Jesus said, when people see your good deeds, they will glorify the God that you serve. You want the Chinese to glorify Jesus? You want the Indian to glorify Jesus? You want other races to glorify Jesus? Then the Christian must live that life. Not filling up prison. Not filling up nightclubs. Not looking for dinner around Super City. When people see your good deeds, then they will glorify the God that you serve. Amen. I was sharing in the Mukilau, some of the elders that we sat together. You know, sometimes for us, when somebody talk or somebody speaks, we want to know which church he comes from. No, look at him. Eroni kamen ro lo tuba to kamen nga nga daru chiko ena buno o chinga mai kere chi bitali beko. Amen. This is the time to look out. This is the time to look for the truth. Because when you know the truth will set you free. What sets you free? The truth. I was set free by the truth. Au lo kamen mata wale ndau polotu. Au lo kamen mata wale lo tuba kali mandona se katambo. Na lotu kanda kata kanda kato e neto umbula. Amen. Na ngono sa may kilaki na nandina. Oh, e undon mo siyong kutayin. E undon mo papita iso. E undon mo kuango. I did not listen to a preacher to tell me. No, I just feel the Holy Spirit comes. And the Holy Spirit comes, it makes my eyes not only glow, e grow. Amen. Kami ko to sa mga kusang gaitan matutokongori. Radio mandanga na tinembagi sa oti. Amen. Ondo talo taga tiko ni Karin nanda kungu every Tuesday. Selimbate Karin nanda kungu. ένα level νιγούν εγγόνα γίνα, πάγα βιτάλια ετούκι να νογκουμπούλα. Ως αν γέμε τίτσι τα κατούγω να εγγόνα, ο τίτσι τα κατούγω να πάτα βάκο, ο τίτσι τα κατούγω με κόνα λάσα η τούμπα, ο τίτσι τα κατούγω με σόλι τάιθ, I'm teaching now because I'm set free. Because I cannot give something I don't have. Now I can give because I know I have it. Praise the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you need to be set free. Praise the Lord. Can we move on? Number four. Hallelujah. When the Holy Spirit comes, you will know the church that is guided by the Holy Spirit, powered by the Holy Spirit. Number one, the sound. Number two, the glow. Number three, the tongues. Number four, the boldness. The boldness. They will fear nobody. Peter, remember, they just crucified Jesus. Hallelujah. They just crucified Jesus about 2 months before that. Well, 50. When you talk about 50 days, it's about 2 months. So Jesus was taken up. Hallelujah. Mate o teu Jesus, o te nei katolisinga, mai teu mata talikira malilai, sa ke tunoga, doliwawa. So you're talking about not more than half a year. The very city that they crucified Jesus, the Church of Jesus Christ, was planted by a group of people that are full of boldness. They kill the leader, the follower. That means you don't have the boldness. Because Paul said, it's a joy for me to talk about the gospel. But for us, sambo struggle dinner. Okay, we announce on the television, we announce on the radio, there are 1,000 people needed to go to Iraq or to Syria. The United Nations is looking for some young people from Fiji to go and guard the border in the Golan Heights. Oh, I tell you, we want 1,000, 100,000 will appear. But if we ask the young people of Fiji, we want some people to go to Papua New Guinea or to go to Australia to go and preach the gospel or to go to the street of Lautoka. I tell you, if we need 100, maybe only one will turn up. Because we don't have boldness. Hallelujah. The boldness is speaking loud and speaking publicly about Jesus Christ. Nothing else about Jesus Christ. You are bold to be identified with Christ. See, you go to, when you finish with the Bible study today, go to the street of Suwa. People are bold. People are proud when they wear their uniform. Or they bring their change. After the work, BSP, they change. They don't want to carry the jacket of BSP or the Westpac. May I tell you, respect. Hallelujah. Amen. And don't bring a kettle talgas. Go num do uniform. Okay. Sote. Many. See? You command one mula with a make yellow make. In fact, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Imagine, that's the reason why the Lord spoke to me to introduce the logo. To test new Methodists whether you are bold enough to be identified amongst the crowd. Hallelujah. Some people say, if you really have the zeal for God and the ministry that you belong to, because it's only $2.50 if the tens you bring. Amen. So this is the logo of Westpac. Hallelujah. Ni another one of the position in Westpac. Home loan manager. Hallelujah. So standing here is a manager in the Westpac, one of a very good bank in Fiji today. Hallelujah. So he'll be proud of walking into the bank. They know Omandi Agori. Mboso. Because some people call him Mboso. We feel good. When people call us Bozo. Amen. Amen. What about Taltala? We never call Taltala Bozo. Hallelujah. But when I mingle with people in the army, when I mingle in the people in the government, even with a high position, they call me sir. Why? Because they come from that background. They respect somebody above you. When I mingle with the people in the village, he bole mina atu. Hey, you come na gacho na wale tarana bitu. I mingle with the people, the ministers and the directors and the managers. Hallelujah. Kero sota gina ndona captain ni Boeing 747 na Captain Das. Hey, Reverend Sir, how are you? No, I should call you. You are a captain. When I join the Pacific, you are already a captain of a jumbo, the big bird. They call it the big bird. Kembali, cikgu bina sarang itu ngoh. Amen. And he turn around and call me, sir. Amen. Amen. Ya, so tempat tengah ke Indua, the world will tunggu anggur because they don't understand at that level. Hallelujah. Kita uli bawa bodo nanoh, ina wau. Dona Dorbo meno corre tiku ika. E tal 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 tugan dona pentiko. Kue bunga me bango. Oh, atu dia lako. O bunga me bango. Tal tal o kaya lako, kaya lako. O kedibi kue tal tal o kaya kedibi atu. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Huki sarabi kue toga samu. You need to change the way that you confess. Posso sumandabi tal tal ngasi. Thank you for the uniform. Hallelujah. So the world want to put, you know, the reason for the uniforms is for the identity. So you are identified as such when you walk in town in the middle of people, that you are identified as such. Our uniform is not mainly the clothes that we wear. This is in just for the case of promotion and marketing. But our main uniform is our character. When people see us, e ka tu weekend na FSO, do ia tiko nei bala bala sa kili kili, balita nei tutun do sa kadi weekend. Ke ko sa kadi bai tal tala, alaba manda I bala bala bai tal tala. O so sa biwali, singa bogi, singa. Do ia tiko nei bala bala sa kili kili, balita nei tutun do sa kadi weekend. Ke ko kadi bangga sin lotu, ia tiko nei bala bala sa kili kili bangga sin lotu. Whatever position in the church, whatever position in the society, then live the life equal in accordance to the position that you are called to occupy. Amen. So when the Holy Spirit comes, boldness, boldness, boldness. It was a bit difficult when I tried to teach the boys the boldness, because I know, hallelujah, I know what boldness when you come and speak in public. I'm talking about 2005, 2006. But for us to be consistent and to continue to persevere, then we need the people that have boldness. So na ngone sibuno tunga sala mwene posada. Na bi ruka ki lasu lasu. Dula ko ike, dula ko ike. Le bulo mira India. Se ape balo jo bulo ne kai bichi ni ko ndri po chiko. Amen. Praise. You need that boldness to speak the truth. Because the truth hurts. I believe the Holy Spirit gave me the boldness to speak against fundraising in the church. One wife, one husband in the church. And speak against drinking kava. I mean, you talk about kava, you are touching the heartbeat of tradition and culture. It requires a lot of boldness. Even though I have most of my friends, it does not take away my friendship. Hey, na nungu ibuna we sarbia le musuko ke ni my friend. Sanga ni my friend tunga. I buna we lo me buna kalu. It takes a boldness to speak something, and yet the people that they are doing it, you face and maintain your relationship. Is it not wrong? Undo take my hat off no or to na JW. They were not under the Dusian that took near the non Christian. Undo kana non ra boldness na JW. Erroni demuri bagatini, erroni songo biraka tumba, erroni rabostaki. They are so bold to continue to knock. They don't do evangelism. They do visitation. Amen. Ketong siyang sa atuna evangelism, sa atuna teaching, sa atuta lang na visiko. But we still don't have the boldness. You need that Holy Spirit to come to you. When you allow the Holy Spirit to come to you, then you can boldly say the things that you need to say, and God will increase your boldness. Amen. Amen. So na una, iko sinroni tuko na nanumuloto pero na wakamu, pagkaya ko paalo mabina katagira. Amen. Then God will not use you powerfully because you cannot minister to the people around you. Hallelujah. Kera chiko tal talaga sita mo ba itamin siya tamu. And alo tuwi sila may natabadada ko nabuloa. Nabuloa. Balta na ba? Okay. Impact ko ika. Isini mando ata kemal na randambe ni ko isusuma ika ni randambata. Okay na wasi tisutiko. They invite him already to speak on the woman's meeting on Tuesday. Now they go one step ahead this Sunday. Hallelujah. Because somebody is bold enough to talk about Jesus. I tell you, when you are not ashamed of the gospel, remember, the gospel is the power of, you want the power of God? Talk about the gospel. Some people, they want to learn, which I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm not saying that disadvantage. No, no. What I'm saying, you can know a lot of things and the story of the Bible. But if you don't have the guts, the boldness to stand up to share, then what's the use of having all those things? Amen. And I believe if you have the little things of God and you can share it to the people around you, I believe God will set other platform. I believe the exposure of New Methodists from 2009 and 2010, 2011, I believe it was the bold step that we took. Amen. The bold step that we took back about 10 years ago, and it's becoming fruition today. Hallelujah. I was invited, I think 5 or 6 years ago, it was held at the Albert Park. The government, it was a government official. I was only invited to come and pray and end the service. It was an independent day. I think President Iloilo was there. The Prime Minister, the current, was there. Hallelujah. When I was standing there, the Holy Spirit said, you have to tell them that you will share for 15 minutes or 20 minutes before you pray. And I was saying, Lord, I'm invited here. This is not a church service. This is a government official gathering. I'm telling you to stand up and tell them that you will share the word for 15 minutes to 20 minutes. I was standing there. Hallelujah. I believe it was a TLA, one major in the army was organizing all the meeting. And they are full of diplomats, diplomatic corps and NGOs in Fiji. The stadium, the old stadium that on this side, not the new one, was full of officials. And the conviction of the Holy Spirit was very strong to me. So at the time, okay, the last item of the night, we will invite the General Superintendent of New Methodist Christian Fellowship, Senior Pastor Atune Zabulono, to come and end our do with a prayer. I woke up, I took the mic, and I said, praise the Lord. Some people say hallelujah, some people say amen. I said, can you turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you look wonderful today? So there was a commotion, laughter, like there was a breaking of the ice. Because everybody know, hallelujah. Kona kemuni sakana kalo wini sa tiko melo malangi deri dake. Okay, mami tiko irage. I think everybody was waiting for that prayer, and I believe that just go on with it, taltala, and get off the stage. We want to go and have the cocktail party. I said, today, the Lord has placed in my heart to share a word of God for 15 minutes. Or maybe 20 minutes. Turn to your neighbor, tell your neighbor, it's 15 to 20 minutes. So everybody clap and everybody, you just feel that there's a receptive action from the stadium and also in the crowd. Boldness. Because I say yes to what he said, he opens the door. I talk for about 25 minutes or half an hour. When I came, the PM was waiting there. Taltala. When I wale wale nikalo. He was waiting for me. And nobody moved because he was waiting for me. Until he shakes my hand and I depart, then the movement start to happen on the stadium. Amen. Turn to your neighbor, tell your neighbor, the power of God is in the gospel. You want the power? Gospel. You want the power? Gospel. I tell you, okay, how can I get the gospel? Knock on doors. Just knock on doors. When you sit in the bus, kemeni ni mula benaka. Ando tu kanu taro. Eh umaramani na mukai lau. Kemeni beka maramani bi. Eh umaramani na bombu do mai ni tasiri. Oh iya ni mula benaka. Ni mula tu kebi. You are starting the conversation. Kita kan ini ngalal nasi kita muka kita ulut itu nak kira sistem. Kita ini ngalal tu nak kalau kita ini ngalal lagi ngol tu ani. Eh sana tu nak church of no wall. Nona aku biar logan ikut lagi nak ontar aku biar jis kena. Itu kan aku taro. Kita ini sambung pepiteso. Atik aku sarangnya. Either pepiteso or tithe. Controversial issue. You start there. You'll never go wrong. That is how you deal with the crowd. You talk on the controversial issues. Amen. And I tell you, when you start to do that, then the boldness, because the Bible cannot lie to us. Eh? The Bible says, I'm not the same of the gospel because it is the power of God. Salvation. You want the power of God, then the gospel must be on your lips all the time. When I'm walking, start on Facebook. Put it on a Facebook. Put it on Facebook. Bible verses. Lemon a tambani tabuteke saparagina. Lemon a tambasi in the motherland and bit on Facebook. Put something constructive there. Put John chapter 14, verse 6. I am the way, I am the truth. I tell you, when you're sharing the gospel, whether by the word of mouth, or whether by your text, or whether by your Facebook, I tell you, you are asking God of the power. Duribateki awe number and a single lemon single nine. Kerem on the one a clue, Missouli week on the boldness. If anything that you ask today, I challenge you to ask speaking tongue. Kerewana kalau may kunta wosa and wosa din do yaso. So ko kerewana kalau nandong do bonus. Lako may wana kalau na sigwina ni kwa. Ask God for that. Ask God for that. Lord, I want the boldness. Lord, place in my mouth a speaking tongue. I want to speaking tongue. I want to share your word. I want to talk about your power, your anointing, your miracle, signs and wonders. Speak it to God, my friend. Sangue vaka tobi kenda non ding ding kabi kenda vol tambu ko sarongo da nungu bosa kada kabi kenda ndona ka satu matavuku satu to bate kendo satara normale en andal ni batu e ke vaka ndo sarongo da nungu bosa kasi da kabi kenda ndona ka satu matalelia satu to bate ndona tomat satara normale en del ni nuku ni na tauna uda do kono ndo mbui na liona dangi na tambaka na vale kwa ia en mbale sakale una non mbale. Sabi mbuli eni weekend tu rangir marama dorbo kinu ngani lewa. Ena bunu lewa gwa New Zealandi. Na bosa ni kalu enda sarung wada. Na numutiku nga. Tu wakara utu na New Methodist Christian Fellowship. Na vingarabi nondambula. Ena singa binaka nyukua. Nga ingiri ngiri nga eni. Ena namba sa tuku ni otitiku ngaridake. Ena mataka ni singa nindai. Wakalunga teki kenda na turanga. Ena singa binaka nyukua. Emeni.